Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
The top house rules have been revealed. 2,000 adults have been surveyed. The survey also concludes that mum is the boss, generally. Mum sort of...
She's definitely the boss over me.
Us blokes do, however, do have some rules. The most likely jobs and house rules that we have to enforce are checking that windows are closed and doors are locked, apparently. Is that your job? Is it mine?
I always forget to lock the doors.
Brilliant. That's reassuring, isn't it?
Not going to tell you where I live.
Okay. Right, the top 10 most common house rules then. At 10, put the toilet seat down.
Oh, why can't they put it up for me? That's what I want to know.
It's gravity. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying, yeah, fair enough.
Turn off the TV when you're not watching it, it's number 9.
That annoys me. Don't swear, is at 8.
Don't leave wet towels on the floor.
Frustrates me so much.
Yeah.
Donna and Olivia must have about 30 towels between them. I have one. Why do they have so many towels? It's ridiculous.
They've got longer hair.
Empty the bath when you're done. Yes, please.
Yeah. Turn out the lights when you're not using your room.
Put clothes in the wash basket.
Take off your shoes in the house.
What there should be after that is brackets. And don't leave them in the entrance hall so I can fall over them.
It frustrates me when they leave them on the bottom two stairs.
Don't do it. Just put them away. We have a shelf underneath the stairs where you can put your shoes. Put them in there. Which one is this mean out? At 2, always flush the toilet. Yeah. I can't imagine anybody that doesn't. That's disgusting. Go on.
No shoes on the sofa.
Yeah, no shoes on the sofa. That's fair. The one that's not mentioned in the top 10, I think it does feature in the top 50, is to do with dishwasher stacking and make sure you put your dirty plates in the dishwasher. But I think there should be sub-rules for the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a case of putting your dirty stuff in the dishwasher. Put it in the right place in the dishwasher. It's not difficult. Keep the mugs and glasses separate. Don't put plates and bowls... Keep them in the same places every time. Don't put plates and bowls in the same one. It's put the big plates separate from the little plates. It's not difficult.
You're really pernickety.
Yes.
Emma does it all of that.
Really?
But what bugs me is she puts the knives and forks running around in the holder thing.
They've got to be the spiky bits up.
Exactly. She didn't do it.
You know what that is? Because Olivia doesn't do that either. She puts them in the wrong... I don't want to get my hands dirty turning it round. Yeah, but you can wash your hands after, but they don't clean if you put them in the wrong... Our little thing went to bed sort of doing this noise last night. Like that. It's horrible, isn't it, when your kids go to bed and you're trying to make them smile and stuff. Do you know why? It's because he kicked off playing a game again before bedtime. He loves playing games, but he just was still... I mentioned this on air a couple of weeks ago, just trying to get him to play the rules properly. And
bad loser.
It's just difficult. There's certain things, aren't there, that you... Nobody teaches... When you become a parent, because that's just about... I've got a 4-year-old and a 12... How old is she? 12. Well, she thinks she's 22. She's 12. And you have 2 in your house as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And there are certain things as a parent they don't teach you. You can't... nobody can probably actually teach you what to do, but teaching kids how to play games and win and lose and stuff like that.
It's like father like son, is he?
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
Bad loser.
Yes. All right, yes, he is. So I have no way of leading this, but we played this game last night and he kind of was cheating... And then when he realised someone else was beating him, he stood up, like, stormed off, and he knocked Donna's new glasses and everything. It all sort of flared up in the house, and we said, right, that's it, we're not playing anymore. Took him upstairs for his bath and stuff. And
yeah.
You have that in your house as well?
Yeah, no, I think it's just kids in general just don't like losing. I'm not a... When I pick my daughter up from nursery, we run up the close... And she always has to race. But it's not a race because I'm not allowed to win. Daddy, you're not allowed to win. And if I try to overtake her, she pulls a paddy. And if I go a bit further, she stops and just cries.
Does she just stomp her feet or just stomp and cry?
It's not, I can't win.
We should do it the other way around. That's what we should stop and do.
And
that,
I ask her, can I win this time? No, not allowed to win.
We do it going up the stairs. You know, if I want him to get up, go upstairs, have to do that. But you wait at the top step, wait for him to come past the last minute. Like, why do we do that? It's ridiculous, isn't it? Maybe we should stand there and throw a paddy tantrum or something.
I don't like
that.
I like letting her win. Hungry hippos. I've tried my hardest.
Now then, there's been a project going on in St Helens over the last few months called Heart of Glass. Now, lots of different things going on. The idea to get the community engaged in a range of different creative things. And the latest one, I think, is the best one yet. Let's bring on one of the team at Heart of Glass to tell us more this morning. Kat Dempsey. Morning, Kat.
Morning.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you.
Very good. Yeah, we're okay this morning. So, this latest competition that you're up and running, what's it called? What's it about, Kat?
So the project is called Your Name Here, and the project is all about having a conversation about public space in the town and who our role models are. So the competition is open now. It closes on the 26th of June, and we're asking the people of St Helens to nominate somebody in their life that they consider to be their role model, somebody important to them, that they want to have a park named after that person in perpetuity forever. The park will be renamed, the maps of the town will be changed with the name of this person. So we're asking people to put their nominations in now. It could be your mum, it could be somebody in your community who's really meant something to you, it could be your best friend from school, it could be anyone. It's somebody who has touched you in your life and you feel that they need recognition, and we will name the park after them.
Okay, so this bit of land we're looking into, this is at the moment it's called what?
It's called Lion's Yard at Ravenhead Greenway.
So we want to liven this up. So this is this bit of land. It's the bit of land. I mean, I call it the B&Q roundabout, but it's the Ravenhead roundabout where you got the miner coming out of the statue in the middle, and that land near the Steve Prescott Bridge. Is that right? Am I in the right area?
That's exactly the right area. It's just by the canal there between the Chamber of Commerce and the Steve Prescott Bridge. Yeah.
Okay, so how do they enter? What have they got to do when they enter? Is they got to do some writing or drawing? Because it's art. What is it?
It's really easy to enter. So there's a website. It's www.winyournamehere.co.uk. You go to the website, it'll tell you all about the project. There's a really easy enter form. You put your details there, and we ask you to write, at a minimum, up to 150 words just to say why this person is important to you and why you think they deserve to have the park named after them.
Yeah.
And we also encourage people, if you want to send us photographs, you want to draw a portrait, you want to write a story, you can even submit a film or some sound recording. So that's up to yourself of what you want to submit with it, but you can just literally give us, you know, an explanation of who it is and why.
Who are the judges?
The judges, we've got some great local people involved. We've got Johnny Vegas, James Roby, Andy Reid, Barry Grunwald. They're going to be on the judging panel. They're going to be looking through all the submissions, and they're going to make the decision ultimately about who's going to win this competition.
Okay, I'm just thinking who I've got to butter up. Right, Robes, I'll get on to them. Yeah, Vegas, I'm talking to everybody.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Karen. Karen's on you're on your way to work. Where do you work? What do you do, Karen?
I work in a dental surgery in Oral in Wigan. I'm on reception.
You're on reception?
Yeah.
You have to field all the calls from the people who want to be seen now, Karen, is that...
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right? Why can't I see a dentist now? Okay, so you are... And the thing is, there's nothing worse than toothache, so we're very grumpy when we call you, Karen, aren't we? You have some long days, I'd imagine, is that right? Some long days.
I do, but I enjoy it. You have some lovely patients.
Fabulous, fabulous. Okay, so so the dentist... Okay, and you're telling me you and your boyfriend Dave are off on holiday soon, is that right? Where are you going?
We're going to Mexico.
Why would you put... I'm looking out the window here this morning, Karen, looking at the beautiful weather we're experiencing this morning. Why on earth would you want to go to Mexico, Karen?
Oh, anywhere's better than this glum weather, isn't it?
Oh, dear. I can't believe it. It's supposed to be the summer here now. It's ridiculous. Do you think we'll ever get summer? I just don't see it. All right, Karen, well, let's see if we need some movie tickets here. We've got the kids from Winstanley Community Primary School this week with us helping us out. We're playing for cinema tickets for Wigan Empire, and here is our lyric this morning. Have a listen again.
Hi, my name's Saeed, and this is my lyric. You and me, we used to be together, every day together always. I really feel that I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end.
Okay, what's the song? Who sings it, Karen?
It's Don't Speak by No Doubt.
You and me.
Well spotted, Karen. I thought that was tricky this morning. Well done. You got yourself a couple of tickets. You're going to see a movie at Empire Cinemas in Wigan, Karen. So well done with that.
Oh, nice one.
Enjoy the film. Enjoy your holiday as well. Not that I'm jealous in any way whatsoever. Have a great time. Thanks for coming. I don't know whether Dave's listening or not. We're recording this, though, so he can hear it later if he's not. Going to blow him a big kiss on the radio, Karen, this morning.
Oh, will do. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, splendid. Love it. I was repainting it's called a feature wall in the lounge yesterday. I don't give it that name. It's just some kind of poncy title, isn't it, for a wall that's different colour to the rest. But it's the one you see when you walk in. Over the last 2 years, it's been festooned with Finlay's fingerprints, topped off with the sticky toffee muffin fingerprints, which went on there last week. Brilliant. So initially I touched them up and it looked all right, but the paint for some reason smelt. So once we put the paint on, it stank. So I've had to redo the whole wall, which I did yesterday afternoon. Didn't think how long it was really going to take me. I thought I'd be able to brush this off reasonably quickly, but all the edges, I had to go around the fireplace. And because it's like the one wall that you kind of see all the time, you notice it in the lounge, I didn't want to mess it up. I felt like nervous. There was like a tension in the air. I was pressurised into getting it right. Goodness knows how Michelangelo must have felt doing the Sistine Chapel. You know what I mean? Do you think he went slightly over the edges? you know? Got a bit of masking tape down the edge. And the thing is, no one would notice, would they? No one would have questioned him. He'd have just said, it's supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be like that. You wouldn't get away with that in my living room. Donna would have noticed in a flash. A lamp that burnt gas from Victorian sewers and a 19th century gin palace have both made England's National Heritage List. They've published details of some of the more unusual buildings and monuments to get protective status over the last year. Also in there is the gravestone of the leader of the band that played as the Titanic sank. It's now got grade listing. It's incredible, isn't it? I was thinking of some of the stuff that we've got around our house. I don't know, you think around your house, anything in your house that you think maybe one day will get heritage status? I'm thinking, like, I've got a few vinyl records left. They would probably go in there as well. My video recorder, which for some reason I've kept. I think in the vain hope of copying off some of my videos, I've kept that as well. That would probably go on there. What else would I put on the National Heritage List? Mother-in-law?